It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. Recent announcements that Lauren Mazel was suffering from ill health and was canceling all of his appearances this summer have been greatly exaggerated, according to his wife. She says the 84-year-old conductor is recovering from, quote, a case of complete exhaustion brought on by a daunting conducting and travel schedule, unquote. He's at his home in Virginia preparing for the Castleton Festival and has been leading conductor master classes all this past week. However, Mazel appears to have taken his recent health difficulties as a wake-up call and today announced his resignation from music directorship of the Munich Philharmonic, suspending many of his planned activities for the upcoming season. I have been encouraged by my doctors that I should be able to take up my duties starting the season following 2014-2015, he said. Classical pianist Sarah Davis Buchner played with some of the most prestigious orchestras in the United States, winning praise from presidents and capturing awards that pointed to a promising career as one of the best in the world. But back then, she was a man named David. When Buchner came out publicly as a transgender woman in 1998, the musician risked it all, lost it all, and has been working over the past decade in Canada to get it back again. The conductors and presenters in Canada were much more open because they hadn't really known me, Buchner said. They judged me on the music itself. She wasn't surprised when some concert presenters and orchestras wouldn't return phone calls. I was a little more stunned that people who had been longtime friends deserted me, particularly conductors, she said. She now teaches in Vancouver. Buchner has performed across Canada and Asia, and slowly she's getting more invites to play in the U.S. It's important for her to stand up and show people they don't have to be afraid to be who they are, she said. Scientists have observed that reading ability does indeed increase with socioeconomic status, but music training for disadvantaged children might help close the gap, according to Nina Kraus and her colleagues at Northwestern University. Kraus thinks music training is worth investigating as a possible intervention for kids in need of reading and listening skills. The brains of trained musicians differ from non-musicians and enjoy a range of auditory advantages, including better speech perception in noise. They point out that some experimental studies show that musical training, whether one-on-one lessons or in group sessions, enhances people's response to speech. Most recently, Krauss's group has shown that these effects might last a lifetime. They surveyed adults aged 55 to 76 and found that 4 or more years of musical training in childhood was linked to faster neural responses to speech, even for the older adults who hadn't picked up an instrument for more than 40 years. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOK Phoenix NHD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.